Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. This is my problem. We took a survey, and I don't know how you got my credit card number, but the survey says that we could get a some kind of bag. All we had to do is pay for shipping. And you people took out $67.32, I think it was. 67.32. Well, I called up last night and they said, okay, yeah, that was a mistake and you refunded it and you give me a confirmation. Well, I looked on there, you only give me half. And I want the other half, another $33.66.
Can I have your zip code, please, so I can access your account, sir?
43557. My name is Paul Marilyn. You give me a confirmation number, but I looked and you only refunded.
Okay, let me try to access an account so I can assist you first. What is the zip code one more time, please?
43557.
43557. And what is your first and last name, please?
Paul Marilyn.
A shipping address for security purposes, please.
3920 Road 2050, Stryker, Stryker, Ohio, 43557.
Thank you. Give me one moment.
Right?
Give me one moment.
We're here.
Yes, sir. I have to be checking up on you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That system is just loading.
That's good. We're here. As long as we get it taken care of, I don't care how long.
Okay, so I see your note was in on December 13, where you paid $5.74 for the technical bag.
Yes, that
Let
was
me see.
free for taking the survey. And I see, I don't know how we got that $67.32 onto that, but again, the young lady last night I called up, she says, yep, we'll refund that. But you only refunded $33.66, which is half. I want the other.
Correct, because that you accepted that.
Because I accepted the bag.
You accepted the 50% refund, sir, for the 3366. That is the most that we could do. A 50% refund as a customer courtesy.
What's going on here?
When the order was done on December 13, you paid $5.74 for the technical bag.
That
Your
was
trial basis.
supposed to be free, and the second bag come at a cost. Now I remember that. Now, ma'am, I want my 33, or you can have the bag back.
You're not getting billed for the bag, though. When you place the order, you're in trial basis to call it and cancel. If you don't call it and cancel, then you get billed $67.32 for the $125 voucher. It's a gift card that gets sent out to you in your email, so you can spend it in our online store, sir, for $125. But the most that we could do was a 50% refund of the charge that was sent to your account. That's why you were only processed a 50% refund. It shows that you accepted that when you
Okay.
talked to the other representative.
Now I think this was a Lowe's, what a survey. And I'm going to get a letter.
Yes, you did the survey from Lowe's, but you placed order through our company.
I
They're
didn't.
different companies.
He did not do that.
You did do that. You made the payment
We
through
made
our
the.
company at www.amazingdiscountbudget.com.
Ma'am, it said on there, I was with my wife when she did it. She says, as a courtesy for taking this survey, we will send you a bag. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is pay the shipping.
But you place the order through our company, not through Lowe's. Our company has terms of policy that you accepted. So the most that we could do was a 50% refund, sir.
All right, and I'm going to call Lowe's. Now, where's this $125?
It was sent out to the email. You need to check your emails.
And this is from Extensive Electronics, right?
Are you going over, the merchant's name? The merchant's name is the whole different. It's different than the company's name. The company's name is www.amazingdiscountbudget.com.
All right,
when you receive the email, it will advise you how to redeem it, sir.
Amazing. Say that again real slow for me, ma'am.
Amazingdiscountbudget.com.
Slow down. I'm writing it down. Discount. Budget.
Yes.
Okay, Amazingdiscountbudget. Is that your website?
Yes, sir.
And you sent me a $125 voucher, right?
Yes, correct.
All right, now, I can spend $125, you're saying?
Correct.
Now, I don't know. My credit card number, because we didn't send it to you.
When the order was done, or the tactical bag.
We did. We sent it, but you just took out the $5 and then sent the bag, and then you redone it for $67.32.
Yes, it advised you that information in the terms of policies, that if you don't call in and cancel it, then you get billed for the membership. It's a recurring charge.
Well, the reason we didn't call it is because it said it didn't, that this was a courtesy bag for taking the survey, and all we had to do was pay the $5 shipping. That's
every time you place an order online, you have to go over terms and policies, sir, or you won't know what you're accepting. Every company online has terms and policies that you have to accept when you make a payment.
And this is what I am upset about. That was misleading, and I don't like to use the word scam, but that's what it is.
I apologize that you feel that way about the company, but everything has to be provided to the customer up front. If the customer does not accept that, then they don't get billed. But if you accept that and you're just going, okay, I'm accepting, but you're not going over that information, then you don't know what you're accepting, but you're giving your knowledge that you do.
This is a letter, and I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna look for this voucher.
Okay.
This is a what we call in Ohio a gotcha. It did not say anything about this will cost you, and I don't know what did we supposedly accept. This amazing
that if you didn't call in and cancel, that you were gonna get billed.
It was $67.32 is what.
Correct. You were gonna get billed that amount every month, and you were gonna get a voucher every month until you could.
$0.32.
Correct.
Oh my goodness. Where are you people? Where is this place located?
This is an online store, sir.
From where?
Online.
I know it's online, but it's online from someplace.
No.
I believe that this is not an American outfit.
It is. We're in the United States.
Wow. This is awful. I can't imagine anybody signing up for $67.32 a month. That's awful. But okay, I'm going to look for this $125 voucher. And I want you to get rid of my credit card because I know we will never do business with you people because we are not in the thing about discount budget because of this. There's no way we could buy enough stuff in a month to cover $67.32. I'm going to say, take my credit card information out.
Now, your account is already canceled. Your card will not be used, sir.
I don't trust you people now. I don't trust you people because that was a fish hook big enough for an anchor. And it said in there, thank you for taking the survey as a courtesy thing. You can select one of these things and just pay the shipping. That's what it said, ma'am. So I want you to take my information out. I will check for this $125 voucher, but I don't think it's in there. Because my wife looks at that stuff and it's not in there.
You need to check your spam and junk folder. I'm going to request a resend out email.
I want you to send me another email looking for.
Okay, that's fine. The email could take up to 24 hours.
That's all right. We've got 24 hours. But I want, after it's taken care of, I want my information expunged from your stuff.
Your account will be canceled out. Your card will not be used. Is there something else I'll be able to assist you with?
It better not, ma'am, and it just better not be. Because this is upsetting. It was nowhere near $67 a month if you accepted the bag for $5 shipping. That's awful. But okay, I will be looking for that. I think this experience cost me $33.66 is what it cost me. But I learned out of this. You can't trust it. All right, I'm going to look for that. And it better be here. I just appreciate your time this morning.
You're welcome, and I apologize, and thank you for calling customer care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sir.